picture this. You're scrolling through your feed and suddenly, bam, you land on an incredible live stream and someone's sharing secrets about nurturing that stunning plant you've been eyeing. You're instantly hooked, asking questions, laughing, and joining vibrant conversations with passionate plant lovers from all over the world.
These live streams aren't just about selling plants. They're hangouts, educational classes, and exciting community events. And while you're waiting for your next favorite seller or educator to go live, join chat channels similar to Discord, where the fun never stops and plant friendships flourish.
Feeling inspired, you decide it's time to buy your dream plant. Here's the best part. It's not just a transaction. You're connecting directly with amazing sellers and becoming part of a genuinely engaged community. Need any tips? Have any questions? Want to celebrate your plant's first ever bloom? Overgrown Oasis community is always eager to support, guide, and cheer you on.
Overgrown Oasis is more than just a platform. It's your new plant-loving adventure and community home. So dive into the excitement, connect deeply, and watch your plant dreams bloom alongside friends. You can find Overgrown Oasis by visiting overgrownoasis.com.
Your ultimate plant-loving community awaits.
Hey guys, I'm Lydia.
Hi, I'm Jesse.
And I'm Adam. Let's talk Coya.
Today we have one of our dear friends of the pod, April Mall, here with us from Unsolicited Plant Talks. Hi, April.
Hey, thank you so much for having me again. I swear, I know it's been a long time, but it feels like I was just here last week.
I know.
So thank you so much for having me every week.
Time feels like that in our brain too. It's just like, oh, she was just here. But this is the third time, right?
Yeah, but it's also been like the longest since we've seen you in person, because I feel like we make time to go out there and we haven't recently.
I know. I don't even know what was the last time you guys were here, and I would love to have you guys again.
It's something that has to happen. We gotta make it out there, escape the Arizona heat, get out from 110 degree weather, which now you know our sorrows, April, because you were here, you experienced it.
For Lydia's own words, it's only a 30-minute drive.
I don't know what kind of hyperspeed car she has, but I've never been in it. it's great hearing you, April. And I'm sure our listeners are really looking forward to hearing from you again. So.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much.
Yeah. But, you know, it feels like it's been a week. But, yeah, it's been like a little bit over a year. So, you know, what's been going on, April? Anything new with UPT? Anything that you'd like to share with us?
Oh my gosh, you know, when you're doing the same, not the same thing, because honestly, even though I grow these plants in our property, so it's literally just, you know, 50 steps away, it is something that is, I feel like it's so exciting to me every day. So any new growth, any new leaves, all that stuff are so exciting. So as far as anything new, really, with the plants, I'm still continuing to collect all of these really, really cool Hoyas. I'm still very into Hoyas. I am breeding some Anthuriums for fun, but also at the same time, I'm like, well, why not share it with other people? So we're working on some breeding program here in UPT. And we also have started a community of people who have the same passion for plants. And think about it kind of like, you know, Facebook groups, what we're so used to, where everybody gets to share their insights about growing Hoyas or growing plants, and not just specifically for Hoyas, insight for growing plants, ID help, you know, or pest management problems that they need help with because they don't have anybody else to ask in their, you know, in their vicinity. So they have to ask people from the internet. So we started a place like that, except that it has a live function. So you can talk to people live and they would go doing plant chores live. They'd be selling live, kind of like that. So that is very, very exciting. It's taking up a lot of our time, which we're so excited about. And so, yeah, that's what's been new.
Ooh, yeah, and we'll definitely get into that. But I have to take a moment to say I have seen your Instagram posts where, like, the special babies are in, like, the little propagation cup and you walk them over to, like, your little special area with all of your little Hoya. And it's always like, ooh, what's April got going on over there?
It is so exciting. I have so much to share about that from my personal experience.
Yes. Okay, so this newest passion project of yours, April, Overgrown Oasis. And, you know, like you said, it's so much more than, you know, just a spot that people can stop by. It's a community. It's a place that people can come together. And like you said, has a live auction ability. And so, you know, I feel like live auctions in the past, like, I don't know, maybe like in the past year has like really boomed in the community. So we'll take a moment to talk about that. But before we jump into it, just quick, right off the top of your head, live auctions, love it, leave it, or somewhere in between. What are your thoughts?
I personally don't like auctions. But I might be, you know, the odd one on this one. I just want to go, here's the price, you want it or you don't. Yeah. personally.
Okay. Thanks for sharing. Okay, but let's talk about the live auctions, because like I said, there's like a lot of people that are doing it now, a lot of people that are getting into it. Some people love it, some people hate it. Like, there's a lot of chatter about it. And so, like, what is the deal with live auctions? Like, how would you, to someone who's never been to one before, like, how would you explain to them what a live plant auction is?
What I can say about live auction is going to be purely from my experience and from my opinion, because obviously, you know, like I said, live auctions might not be for me, but some people love live auctions. They love that adrenaline. They love that excitement. I can try to give my perspective from both ends, whether you're a seller or a buyer, the best that I can. So just take it with a grain of salt. This is from my experience. But as a seller, I think the pros of live auction is, you know, you set a price that you would want to start with, that you'll be okay with selling your item for, and, or you're unsure, right? You said, hey, you know what, let the mass price it for me, because I legitimately don't know how to price it, or what would they be comfortable with it. So I think from a seller's perspective, I think it's a really good option, because then the pressure of having to think about the pricing and how much you would price it, is it too low, is it too high, that kind of lifts it from your back. That kind of gives you the ability to be a little bit more, how do you say this, a little bit more flexibility, that's what it is. It gives you a little bit of flexibility with your pricing, and also trying to have that connection with your buyers, especially as we all know, the Hoya prices fluctuates. So a Hoya could be, you know, $100 today, and 2 weeks later, it could be $80. So the pro of having auctions, auction settings for sellers, it is that giving them the ability to be flexible and also kind of gauge what people are willing to pay for that item.
Yeah.
Any cons as far as seller? I don't really have any cons for it, except it's just my personal preference, and I just wanted to set a certain price, and I'm like, okay, you go take it or leave it. If you're happy with it, you're happy with it. If you're not, that's completely okay. So I think it's just a very good option for sellers. Now, as far as buyers, and if you guys have ever participated in live bidding or live auctions, you guys can give me your input, but this is just from my experience and from what other people have told me, is that the pros are, it's super fun. It gets you excited. And there's certainly something, it gives you, it releases a certain chemical in your brain where it's like, oh my gosh, I want it. And I was bidding against 10 other people. It feels so good. So I think there's that specific good feeling for certain buyers. Another pro is that many sellers actually start their auctions pretty low. I've seen sellers who sell, who start auctions for $1 or $5 or $10. So it is a chance for buyers to be able to snag a plant that it might be a bit more inexpensive as if, or compared to if they were to buy it directly from, I don't know, Etsy or specific sellers that just have a specific price point. So there's that chance, but it is a chance. It's not always going to be, oh, it's a dollar auction, I'm going to get it for much cheaper. Sometimes those go for much more than what they go for or what their current value, market value is. So there's also that risk. As far as cons, from what a lot of the people in the community have told me who had experienced it, is that they're, because of the adrenaline, and some people just don't do well with it, because of the adrenaline and the want, it's almost like you're gambling, that kind of feeling. So they keep swiping and swiping because of that like excitement, that adrenaline, that they sometimes end up paying more than what they're willing to, or they make some rash decisions because everybody wants it, so it must be good. So you end up buying something for possibly more than its current market value without being able to research the plant or to research the care. Is it something that you can grow at your environment and stuff like that? So I would say that's the con. So it's just a matter of like, you know, the balance. Sometimes there are people who are willing to risk it. I've never heard of that plant, but it looks so beautiful and they're willing to pay for it. Because at the end of the day, yes, there is some market value for plants, not just Hoyas, for items, for, I don't know, jewelries, any other collectibles. Yes, there is a market value, but there's also a perceived value. Just because somebody else is willing to pay, let's say, $100 for that plant doesn't mean you would want, you value it the same, you know? Or just because somebody thinks, oh, that's an ugly plant and it should only cost $5, but you think it's so special, it means something to you and it really speaks to you, you're willing to pay $25 for it. So it's a gray area is what I would say.
I think I have to agree with all of your cons and all of your pros, because I've definitely been on the, I've done auctions outside of Hoya where I'm like, I have to win now, like almost out of spite or pettiness, because how dare someone outbid me? And then I'm like, this would have been so much cheaper, full price, brand new, like at the store or anywhere. And then I'm like,
right,
well, here's my high value item that I just had to win. So yeah, no, I get that. And I've gotten to where I'm like, okay, let's delete the app. Let's not like auction anymore, because like I also have so much like overconsumption of things that I don't even need. I'm like, oh, I don't actually need this.
Right, like, right.
And third backup dog bed.
You always need a backup dog bed.
Yes. No, true, like a third backup dog bed. Not one backup. The backup to the backup to the backup. Which my dogs would say is a need, but you know, food in their mouth versus a dog bed, I think they'd agree food in their mouth is more important, you know?
I guess.
I guess. April's like, I can't agree with that statement.
I wonder if the competitive feeling would be the same if this was auctions back in the day without internet, where we had to hold up a paddle and I had to see your face and we were holding up our paddles.
I think it would be worse.
I would feel more
competitive, because like, you could see.
You make eye contact, you know?
Mm-hmm. And it's like, I'm going to beat you.
I don't know. I feel like I agree, because have you guys seen those like auctions where they like, you have an auctioneer and they're like, whatever, you know what I mean? Yeah. I wish I know how to do it. I really wanted to learn how to do that, because I think it sounds so, but I told Derek, I said, that's the only way I'm going to do auctions, is that if I can 25, we have 26, 25, 30,
we're over 30, we're over 30 now. I don't know.
And
there's a school that teaches you.
Really?
Yeah, there's an auctioneer school.
Oh wow. April signs up.
I know. But there's a psychology behind it. It's like they wanted you to feel that urgency. And I think that's what the new live selling is about. It's like the urgency, and why there are auctions and snipes and, you know, and stuff like that. And I do wanted to make it clear, by the way, that, and this is probably just because of the philosophy that I believe in, there's really no right or wrong decisions. It's just be informed of what you're trying to get into and make the best decisions, whatever that means. Just because somebody says, well, I will never participate in that because it makes me this and that and blah, 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 right? Like whatever reasons they have, doesn't make your decision necessarily wrong or right. Sometimes mm-hmm. people want to participate in auctions because it's not really the plant that they're valuing. It's the people that they're talking to, the experience, the new friends, the amount of new friends I have met in these live, not necessarily like live sales, but just lives that I have attended or participated in Overgrown Oasis. It is so amazing. Mm. So amazing.
Yeah, no, I highly agree with that. And I do think our audience more than anyone knows that, you know, we're having these conversations. We make these opinions. It's all opinions. And all of it is like, it's none of it is, you know, like fact or backed by any degrees. We're just giving our opinions. We like hearing different life experiences. I think all three of us have all been like, at moments where we're like recklessly buying plants, and then we've been at moments where we're not buying plants, and like hearing about all of it, I think is cool to our listeners. And also, if you don't like it, like
it's not for you.
Yeah,
you
it's don't not have for you. It's fine.
You don't yeah,
it's never that serious because we are talking about plants.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I think like a pro that I see with these like plant auctions is that it's not just an auction, it's like a live auction. So for me, like it reminds me of, you know, like peak COVID when people would hop in the Facebook groups and they would do purges.
The purge.
And yes, there was like the rush of getting the plant in the purges, but I feel like the fun of it was like the banter and like meeting new people during the purges, talking with them, having banter, being funny. Yes. And I feel like you get that in like real time when you're in like these live auctions and people are in there and, you know, you just get a little bit of like that community aspect and also being able to just like engage with the seller. And I know like, you know, there's some live auctions where, you know, they're not even selling anything and they're hopping on just to do a live and to connect with the community. And so I think those are all parts that is really nice to have because it makes the community feel more like a community.
For all of our listeners today that are not familiar with what we're talking about, it's essentially, if you guys are familiar with eBay or if you've ever bought from Amazon, it's kind of the same thing, except there's people that are actually live showing you the items that they're selling, and you could ask them questions live. Oh, how do I care about that? Or how to care for that plant? Or there's something going on with my plant. Can you give me recommendations on how to treat this or how to go about it and stuff like that? So we had, and the reason why we started Overgrown Oasis is, and like I said, I'm probably the odd one here, is because when we experienced the world of live selling, it's a completely different world. Yeah. It is so fast paced. It's so exciting. It's literally, it feels like, to me, in my opinion, is going to the casino with a bunch of your friends, with a bunch of people that have the same mindset. Imagine going into a room of all people who are obsessed about Hoyas, right? It will be so loud. Nobody will shut up. Everybody would have their own conversations. Like, and if you have ADHD, you'd probably have five conversations at once. And I think that is such an amazing feeling.
It sounds...
No, go ahead.
It sounds like QVC. You know how they're... Is that what that channel's called? Where they like sell purses? And they're like, look at this purse. I can wear it like this. I can wear it like that. But also like, what do you call it? A plant con? Like a conference of like... people who are obsessed with the same topic.
Yeah.
So QVC plus a conference of some sort all happening in one room. And the best part is like, I don't have to shower or get dressed because I can do it from my house.
Exactly. So I thought it was super fun, right? But the experience that we've had when we first started doing it, And like it could happen anywhere. And I think it comes down to the host, you know, it comes down to who you're watching. But there was a moment where it just felt so transactional. And I think you guys at this point hopefully know where I'm coming from, why I started UPT is because I love the community. I love sharing knowledge. I love talking to people about plants. Like, seriously, I think that's the biggest thing. If I don't have to pay bills, that's what I would be doing for free for the rest of my life. I think that's what we would all do, right? And there's almost like that feeling, and I feel so bad even saying this because I feel like I neglected my crowd, but it felt so transactional that I feel like, okay, go, 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 next plant, you know what I mean? And all I wanted to do was like, okay, the first plant, we're going to talk about this plant, where it came from, like, you know, my challenges in growing this and that. But then you would have people in the comments where it's like, go, 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 next plant, or like, I would put a plant up, or before I even opened my mouth, like it would get sold right away. And it's like, okay, I love it. I'm appreciative. And I was so grateful for the community. However, I feel like there's an aspect of it that was missing. I really wanted to host something that has that community aspect where people can go live. You don't have to be a seller. All you need to do is go live and just share your experience. Or if you are so knowledgeable, but you don't care about selling, but would love to share, you know, your experiences with growing these Hoyas, your challenges, so that you can save somebody maybe who's new at the hobby, save them some heartache and headaches, right? I wanted to have a platform for that, and that's where Overgrown Oasis started. It's not just your transactional kind of platform. I want people to just go there, put up their post, and engage with the people, except it's in real time.
Yeah.
So that was the idea that we had. And I am so happy how it is now, because we would have people in the community who would go live just to do plant chores. And how do I explain this? So let's say our amazing Kristen Moss in Overgrown Oasis, she would routinely go live on Tuesday nights, because Tuesday night is probably her like, you know, her
relaxed time.
That's the plant chore night. And so she would go live, and then you can have a co-host. So it looks like you're FaceTiming with someone talking about, you know, anything and everything about plants, but there are also people that are watching and are able to engage. So she would routinely, in the beginning, it's like, okay, how is this going to go? I think it's so cool because I feel like I'm watching TV, but at the same time, I could interact with them.
Yeah.
I can ask questions. And she did it routinely to the point that every time she goes live, she gets 40 people. Like 40 people at night on a Tuesday night watching. And then I was like, wow, this is actually very interesting. I had pictured it to be like a hangout place, but I never really knew exactly what I was expecting. And then you would see people tagging. It's like, oh my gosh, thank you so much for going live and doing plant chores. It pushed me to build my IKEA cabinet that I've been pushing out for a long time. But because they have somebody in the background talking and chit-chatting, like you're just hanging out, it gives them the feeling of like, I'm not alone. We're all doing plant chores together, aww, but like in our own spaces, if that makes sense. And I think that's when I say like a community, I feel like that's the epitome of like building a community online in this kind of platform, if that makes sense.
Yeah. It makes
so that's
total
one of the
sense.
Things that I, yeah, that's one of the things that I love about Overgrown Oasis. And I mean, you know, some people are probably going to be thinking like, oh yeah, of course you love it because you started it. But I'm just hosting the platform. It's everybody else that are participating and going live. I'm not forcing people to go live. They go live because they're enjoying it. So Overgrown Oasis is not like not an extension of UPT, but it's just something that we're hosting. It's like, you know, I'm providing a big space, and you guys can do whatever you do. We do have rules, obviously, because we want to make sure that it's positive. It's a positive experience for everybody, but it's everybody. They're all making their own experiences. They're all building it together. And I really love that it has that sense of community.
Yeah, I think
and that's then you have the live sales.
I think that's a really important piece because we hear that a lot with the podcast that people say they put on our podcast when they're doing their plant chores, so it feels like they're not doing them alone. And chores,
well, that's what I do when I listen to you guys.
And chores are always so much better to do when you have support. Like, you know, there's a lot of chores in my house that, like, I just remember being overwhelmed with plant stuff and Lydia or Jesse would be like, let me help you. Your friends help you. And it's kind of a way like that. Well, Jesse, give me a look. Not Jesse always, but Lydia definitely always offers her assistance.
She said they helped me and I was like, girl, I didn't do nothing.
But it's your presence.
It's the same thing because not all of us have the entitlement or the privilege to be near in proximity to the friends we've made in this community.
Yeah.
And exactly. this is a place for that. And I think it's a beautiful thing because you know how to grow plants. You can be transactional if you wanted to be, because you know how to do a large scale operation and you know how to be successful at that. But like you said, you were missing that component of the whole hobby, which was like that community and the aspect of sharing information and collaborating with others. And I think your this platform has really like kind of captured, you know, both sides of that coin, the community, but then also you have the opportunity to sell, you know, you have the opportunity to make money, but you have connection, and plants mean so much more to me personally if I, you know, have a connection.
Some customers, they specifically buy from certain sellers because they have that specific connection. Because every time that seller goes live and they have a question, they respond. They take their time to respond to their questions. So I think it's part of the hobby. I think the hobby is not just about buy plants, grow them, sell or share, and that's it. I think there's so much more behind it. And I feel like, okay, well, how are we going to find out what's behind it if we don't kind of like start or light the fire, if that makes sense?
It makes
sense. Let it do its thing. Yeah, let it do its thing. And then we can all learn. There's always something to learn. And I love that you mentioned that, because I do wanted to touch base on what Lydia had said earlier about my post on Instagram where I have like little cups, and you guys know I've never grown those type of plants or that type of like growing personally, because I have greenhouses. But from being in Overgrown Oasis, I am learning so much from home growers that I would have never experienced. So now I have these prop boxes.
I love now it.
I have these prop boxes at home. I'm learning how to grow specific Hoyas that I just have a hard time growing in the greenhouses because they need XYZ, you know, that I can't provide in the greenhouses. And also because we're UPT and we do get a lot of emails about care, and people are like, well, how do I take care of this? Or how do I do that? Or if we're selling, you know, our plants to somebody who's never bought from us before, who's never had the type of mix that we have, they ask us questions. Well, how do I take care of this? This is my setting. I have a mill-spoke cabinet and I have this lighting. It's always been a challenge for me to answer those, because what I would do is I would just try to get the information and data as far as like, okay, well, how long do you have your lights on and how often do you usually water, you know, and stuff like that. But I try to take the data, try to like live in that data so I can give the best suggestion that I can. But now I am learning so much from other people of how they're growing stuff that I feel like I'm much better equipped answering those questions and sharing those knowledge to somebody else, instead of trying to guess, let's try this, let's try that. I can now say, hey, I've had people who have experienced this, and these are the multiple ways, because it's not black and white. There's going to be multiple, you know, ways to do things. And so then I have more data to share with people, and the more data that they have, or we all have, is like the better decision that we're going to make.
And I think that says so much, April, about how much you care about this, because you're like data. It's all data. It's all like you're processing it in a way that you're so meticulous. And I'm just like, if anyone asks me like, hey, I'm having an issue with my plant, I'm like, I don't know how to grow plants. I kill everything. When like I could take a second and be like, oh, like, where do you have it? Like, what are you doing wandering wise? And but I'm like, I don't know. Don't ask me. I'm not an expert, but probably more out of laziness than anything. But hearing you talk about, like, I want to learn. I want to be able to help the people who don't raise like 300 plants at once. Like, that just speaks so much about how you are as like seeing it more than just like a business. Like, it is who you are and it's what you love to do. And I mean, not to be super mushy, but like to go back to like what a community this is, like the three of us wouldn't be sitting at this table if it wasn't for the plant community. The four of us wouldn't be talking if it wasn't for the plant community.
Right.
And in these times where people like feel so alone, I think that's, it's like a beautiful thing for me to sit here and like even just like realize that we're recording this podcast and people are looking to the community for love and connection. I don't know. I appreciate
all
it. I love it.
All because of plants.
All because of plants. Yeah.
So cool. It's so freaking cool. And, you know, I would hate for somebody to be like, oh, I wanted to get into Hoyas. They buy their first Hoyas and it dies or like something goes wrong and they have nobody. And then they're going to be like, you know what? Hoya's not for me. I would hate for somebody to try to get into hobby and not have support. And they're like, yeah, no, like, let me help you out. And I might, this might sound very emotional, right? But to me, plants have really changed my life in a way that it's so positive, in a positive way, where plants have become like my physical gauge of how well I'm doing mentally, or something exciting every day to look at. And because I know how good it feels, I want somebody to feel the same way. Mm-hmm. And the only way that I can get other people to feel the same way with plants is that to get them into the hobby. Well, how do we get them into the hobby? Show some kindness. So show some compassion.
Compassion. Look at this pretty plant. Don't you want it? You gotta have it. Come on.
It's a little bit culty, but in the best way.
Come join us.
Which, oh my gosh. Weird plug, but sounds like a cult did an episode with Maria from Growing with Joy. And I felt so seen. I was like, oh my God, this is me.
Oh, did they say like how the plant community is a cult?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Plant Parenthood. And they talked, they like did their whole episode that they do, but I sent it to you guys. Anyway, it's a really good episode. I suggest you listen to it. It's great.
Really good cult.
The best cult to be in is
yep. Absolutely.
But yeah, I mean, anyone who's listening to this can like just hear the passion and the excitement that you have for all of this, right? And I feel like that's where a lot of the love for Overgrown Oasis comes from. But you know, I'm sure not everybody, but because like live auctioning has gotten so big, I feel like people have from here, there, somewhere, some app have probably seen it. And, you know, they're all different. But I feel like overall for like Overgrown Oasis, if we were to say like, what's the vibes? Like, I almost want to be like, it's almost like a warm hug of like community, you know?
Yeah. And so, yeah, the focus is community, but also being able to support the people who are trying to make a living. I mean, like us, you know? Having a platform for them. So I like it so far. We are using I wish we have all the money to start our own app, but that's going to be down the line. That's part of the project, right?
We're manifesting it now.
Thank you.
Overgrown Oasis.
But we are going to be there. Absolutely.
How long has it been now, April, since you've been doing live auctions? Like, I remember joining you for like the first one that you ever did. And that was last year sometime, wasn't it?
It was crazy. I think we got into it late last year.
Mm-hmm.
Late last year. And I'm like, people have always told me, oh my God, you should do this, you should do that. Or I should clarify. You should do live selling because for years now, people are doing live selling for a long time. And I've always thought like, you know, I don't have the personality for it, or I'm like too shy or too self-conscious. And then I did it, and it was so nerve-wracking in the beginning. But the community was just so warm. And I'm like, this is actually fun. I don't care what I look like. I just start talking about plants and everything just kind of disappears in the background. So
yeah,
I was like, I love life. But then I also get feedbacks where people are like, I hate lives and I wish you would do more updates on your website. And that's what we're kind of managing right now. It's like, I wanted to make sure that I give love to the people that have supported me before the live, you know, the live auctions or live selling that we've been doing.
Diversify the portfolio.
So we're making sure that the people who can't do lives, because sometimes our lives go for hours and we don't have the time. So we're trying to balance that so that everybody gets a chance to be able to snag the plants that they want.
I love that.
And so just for my, we've kind of been saying live auction, but basically it's live selling. An auction would be like, yeah, can you tell the difference, say the difference between like the live auction and live selling?
Oh, yeah. So the live selling is just that. I show you a plant. And this is how I normally do it. I would be like, okay, I have this plant right here. And sometimes based on like the plant that it is, if it's very common or if I feel like a lot of people already know about it and they care for it, then I just put it out. But most of the time, especially if they have like a specific requirement or a specific like finicky type on them, or not finicky type, but if there's a specific challenge that I have experienced growing them, I love to talk about them. So I would show the plant, talk about them, and then give them the price. And it will flash on the bottom of the screen. And they can just swipe and buy that plant for that specific price. And then auction is, you know, you get 30 seconds. The seller flashes it on the screen. They show the plant, say, starting bid at $30. And then there's 30 seconds. What is it called? There's a 30-second timer. So whoever swipes and, you know, bids the highest gets the plant. So those are the differences.
Okay. Thanks. So all of those are within the app. Like you can just do the live stream. You can live stream and do the selling, live stream and do the auctions.
The website. Sorry.
No, I was just going to ask. So there is auctions or there is no auctions?
There are auctions. Okay. So there's a lot of features that the sellers can utilize. So it's just up to them how they wanted to utilize it. There's a feature. So the host that we're using at the moment to host overgrownoasis.com, they have a feature where you can pre-bid. So let's say, hey, my favorite seller is going live this Sunday at 9 a.m. Unfortunately, I have to go somewhere. I have to be in church, whatever it may be. You know, I have to be with my family. I can't watch. Darn it. There is one of the things that I really love about the features in Overgrown Oasis is that if they preload their stuff, which normally sellers do, you can browse the plants that they're going to be auctioning and you can place your bid beforehand. So it's kind of like eBay, if you guys are familiar with eBay. Let's say you saw a plant and you're like, I'm willing to pay $100 for that plant tops, no more than that. So you're going to put your pre-bid, $100, right? And you don't even have to be there. It's like the app is going to bid for you in increments of $1, $2, right? Until the timer runs out, up to $100. And so let's say, you know, you're not there and the bid only went up to $52, then you only pay $52 plus shipping, whatever they're charging. So you don't even have to commit to like, I wanted to buy it for $100. So I really love that feature that I feel like some other places don't have. It's super fun because it's not everybody has the time to sit in lives, but they wanted to participate. Maybe they have a kid that they have to tend to, or maybe they have animals or whatever it may be. So I really love that thing.
Those are the people that are like, okay, next plant, next plant, next plant. Stop talking. Next plant. We don't got time for this.
I need to see more.
Right. And it's so cool because you can browse and this is like other places have this too, like other apps have this too, but yeah, you can browse what are going to be going up for auctions or for sale. And you can be like, I want that one. I wanted to place my pre-bids now and go from there.
Cool.
Yeah. So I think it's a really cool feature.
Yeah, it could even help with like people who know that in the moment they get a little competitive, i.e. me. If I preset my bids, they can watch it, but yes. I won't break my
so
bank.
Yeah. Like, you don't have to be like, oh my gosh, I have to watch it constantly, and you accidentally swipe, you know, to a price that you're not willing to pay. But if you have a pre-bid, you just set your pre-bid and just like let it do its thing. If you win, you win. If you lose, hey,
set it and forget it.
Yeah, it's like, okay, yeah. I told myself, remember, one day ago I said I'd only spend $50, remember?
It's so fast-paced nowadays that I feel like we need those hurdles, or like those those hurdles from ourselves. We need to protect ourselves from ourselves.
Yes, please. Hola, Hoya friends. So we launched our Patreon, aka Peduncle Pals. It's been a joy connecting more with all of you, chatting in our Facebook group, and sharing more behind the scenes through our exclusive Patreon episodes every month. We're blown away by your support, and we're so grateful for every one of you that is joining us on this club. You can subscribe through our Patreon link through our Instagram bio, episode descriptions, or show notes. See you there.
Hey there, Let's Talk Hoya listeners. We're so glad that you're here joining us as we chat all about Hoya. And can you believe it? It's already been over a year since we've been doing this podcast, and it's just been filled with so many great memories. And most of those surround you, our listeners, and hearing from you all and getting to engage with you. And if you like what you're hearing, we hope you take a moment to leave us a review. Honestly, it means so much to us. They make us laugh and it brightens our day. And so we hope that you take a moment to do that. Be sure to connect with us on Instagram. You can find us at lets.talkhoya and check out our show notes. They're linked in our bio. We also have a Patreon community called Peduncle Pals, and we hope to see you there. I bet you have all sorts of stories from doing, you know, these live sales. And so is there any like particular experience or anything memorable, funny that you remember from doing lives?
I can speak for, so in Overgrown Oasis, like you said, we're trying to be really, not necessarily like, oh, we're trying to be different. No, we're just trying to offer something that's different that hopefully people can utilize. And so obviously, because we're new, we don't get a lot of traction just yet. And it's not for everybody. And that's completely understandable. But every 3 weeks, we host this thing called Oasis Trail. And the idea is like one person. So we're going to have like a series of sellers that are going to be going all day that day, whatever that day would be. Typically, it's a Saturday or a Sunday. And they have an hour slot, and they can either do an hour slot, or they can do a live sale, or they can do both. And what happens is, like, you know, people are engaged, you know, people are loving the education plus this live selling. But we were like, there's something else that we can do for this to make it even more exciting. So recently, we have been playing games. And what we have been doing recently was every single seller. So it's a cipher game. So we give every single seller that are participating a letter, right? And those letters are clues that they're going to be giving their viewers. And the viewers can then, if they can buddy up, obviously not everybody can sit on a 12-hour live, right? So you can buddy up. The idea is like you find a buddy in the community, maybe schedule, okay, you watch these four lives and I watch these four lives. Let's get all the clues together, get all of the letters together, decipher it. And then whoever gets to decipher the clue gets to win $100 shopping spree.
Wow.
So I feel like the reason why we really, really love that idea was because Derek and I sat down and we were like, how are we going to encourage people to be more of a community? Well, that's your buddy system right there. How are we going to support our sellers in Overgrown Oasis well, where the people are going to want to watch the lives, because not only, let's say you're not even interested in the seller or the person that's going live, right? But you have to get that clue. You are kind of forced to watch that person that you would have probably never even given a chance, you know, without the game. So then you sit there and you're like, huh, this person is fun. I really like this person. Now you created a new person that you wanted to be buddy buddy with in the community, because you were given that kind of, like, I guess you can say that we're forcing you to go to have that opportunity, right?
Encouraging.
So that's one. I was like, okay, that's going to supporter sellers. And who knows, maybe you're not interested. You know, you would have never maybe watched that person live before. But now you're like, oh my God, I didn't realize Siley of Plantae Jungle actually has so many beautiful syndapses. I didn't even know I wanted pings when I got into Overgrown Oasis, Pinguiculas. I've never been into carnivorous plants. But then I watch these people and how passionate they are, and like all the things that they, and they're showing their beautiful plants and how they're growing in. All of a sudden, I'm like, I need those. I need to get some pings. And
they
so are I started
really
buying pings
cute.
They're so beautiful.
And passions are sexy. Yeah, so like when people are so excited about talking about that, it really does get you hyped up for it too.
Yeah. And now I see it and I'm like, well, I never thought I'd like them until somebody showed how passionate they are for it. So you
in
know,
April,
that, kind that's, of like,
that was you at every orchid show with your Hoya table. You were, and someone was like, I like this chick. And I am going to try a Hoya because she's over here, the only Hoya table at any orchid show, you know?
Yes. It is just so, the passion shows. And I honestly, like, I'm so grateful that people are willing to listen to me and willing to give it a shot. But yeah, so, you know, connecting with people who are so passionate too, like, we're encouraging people to do that. Okay, so that's number one. Then you are now spreading more, brand awareness to some of the sellers that we have in this community. So that's the support. And then you also kind of support the sellers in a way that, you know, like I said, the winners are going to be putting that money that they won back into the community of OVO. You can buy from whoever is selling in OVO because these sellers are part of the community, and we wanted to thank you and we wanted to thank them. So I feel like, if you know what I mean, like it's a cyclical type of community where everybody gets something. It's not just so transactional. I think I hated that so much that it's like, you know, you open an app and you're ready to just buy because that's all you wanted to do. Or maybe hang out with some friends or whatever. But like, you know, that app, you open it and it's lots of live selling, which is cool. Like, yeah. I said, there's nothing wrong with it. I don't go to Amazon to chit chat with somebody in the comment section. You know, I go there to buy. So it's just a different feel. I'm not necessarily saying like, oh, this one's better over the other. But yeah, so we do that every 3 weeks because I think it's super fun and it gives people something to like be hyped about. But another thing that we have been doing, but unfortunately I just haven't been able to do it for the past few weeks because the family emergencies that we had. But we also have a program called Brew Something New, where typically on a Tuesday morning we have a host. And whoever is this, whether you're a seller or just a member, it is not a live. You can sell if you want to, but the focus is you're brewing something new. So, you know, let's say a seller who wanted to be a host for that month talks about all the carnivorous plants. So every week they go on Tuesday at 9 a.m. for an hour or two, and you can expect to learn something new from what they're talking about. So that was the idea. It's kind of like a TV show. And that I really loved because I would have not, I guess one example was we had this one person, one seller or one community member, and her name is Chelsea. She taught us how to, you know, buy your beneficial mites, right? And cultivate it at home with your regular, you know, household supplies. And I probably would have never thought of that. And also, if you have a lot of plants, right, at home, it can add up to buy all these beneficial mites or beneficial bugs. So she was there teaching us, this is, you need yeast powder, you need some cotton buds. And like, I would have never researched that. And so I thought that was such a cool thing. So that's what Brew Something New is. We're trying to get back to it every Tuesday. And yeah, I think, I guess I don't really have much to say about life selling, but I, at least there's something that I can say about things that I've learned from all these, like, you know, programs, quote unquote programs that we are trying to set up in Overgrown Oasis.
I love it. Okay. Also though, that is a gateway for the bug lovers to get into plants, you know, grow your own beneficial bugs and then get into plants.
Exactly. I know, exactly, right? It's like, you're not going to need anybody else.
I'm just kidding. Oh, okay. But I love the names of all the little things that you're doing, though. Who is like the mastermind behind those names?
Honestly, Derek. Derek and I would just sit down and we would just like brainstorm and we would give each other shit and we would be like, well, you think that's catchy enough? So we just
like dog on each other's dog on their pants.
Until we come. Because we're not very, like, we're not nice to each other when it comes to, like, you know, ideas. It's like, we have this standard, and we have to meet that standard. So whenever we both agree in, like, to one, you know, one name, we're like, okay, this is good. This is really good. I mean, that's listed in Plant Talks, right?
Yeah.
That's where my name came from.
I love it. Just a true power couple doing, you know, all the good things for the plant community.
I don't know about good things. But yeah.
Oh, I love it. Well, you know, I'm sure there's people who are listening to this and they're like, I've never done a live sale before. I've never done a live auction. Like, I've never joined in like this live like community aspect. And so what would like your tips and tricks be for anybody who's listening to this? And they're like, you know what? Like, I need to join in on this. Like, what is it that you would recommend? Because I feel like when you get into something new, there's always like the little nuances, right? Like I remember when I first got into the Facebook groups and like figuring out what to do, like with the purge, and there's all these things like you have to be the first one to come and sold. And then you have to like take a screenshot of everything, make sure you send it to the seller and like all these things that just become second nature after you do it, you know, 100 times. But I'm sure there's things like that with, you know, this. And so what would your tips and tricks be?
This is actually a really good question because starting Overgrown Oasis, we don't have people who have done like a lot of lives in the past. We've had multiple people that this is their first time. This is their first platform. This is their first time doing live selling. So I got to see what worked and what didn't work. It didn't always work for everybody, and that's completely okay. Everybody has different styles, but if there's something that I can share, okay, from our experience, is that when you go live, never think about you're putting up a show. Be who you are. And the biggest thing, at least from what we've seen in Overgrown Oasis from our community, is that they really, the people really wanted to feel involved and see and be seen. So unfortunately for some of the sellers that weren't successful with live selling with us, are the sellers that like go up, put on the show, right? And there's nothing wrong with it. Like in terms that put on a show, okay, these are my task lists during this live, blah, blah, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then I'm done. They don't typically get a good outcome because my experience from ourselves and seeing other sellers is that if you are just yourself and you engage and you actually let the people, don't be scared to go live and think about what am I going to say, what am I going to do. Let the comment section just flow it to you. So just flow on the river, you know, they want to talk about this. Well, even if that's not part of the plan for today, do it because it's going to make them feel like you care about them. Mm. And if you make that connection, it's going to be strong and it's going to be there forever. And I think that's the biggest advice that I can give people.
Yeah.
Typically people that were not overly successful that I've seen where people who would just, it's okay. Like me, I can, sorry, I can talk a lot. I can yap and yap and yap and yap, right? But I have to keep it in mind. I'm not recording a YouTube video. Like there are people who maybe I said something and I just gloss over it because it's so routine to me. But somebody was like, well, I don't know what that means. Can you elaborate? If I neglected that person, they're not going to feel like I'm there for them. They're not going to feel like, oh, they're just here to, you know, to talk. But if I say, oh, hey, so-and-so has a question, I read the question out loud and then I answer it, they're going to be like, wow, this person cares. And they're probably most likely going to come back and be a part of your lives in the future and just participate, which that's how you build your brand and that's how you build your community.
Yeah, you establish a rapport with your audience that will... It's just like a mutual trust that is needed. And you can't do that if you're not really being an authentic version of yourself. And authenticity, everyone can sniff that out, I think.
Exactly.
I think we all have that gut reaction to be like, something feels off with that.
Yeah, exactly. And think about it, right? Let's say you're a comedian. This is going to be such a bad analogy. Let's say you're a comedian, right? You have dark humor. You're always okay. Let's say you're a comedian at heart, you have a dark humor, and you wanted to be a successful comedian, but the people that are viewing you are, let's say, politicians, right? And they talk about politics. This is such a bad analogy.
Let's move on. I got your back. It's like you're a comedian and you're into dark humor, but instead you think the people won't be into dark humor. So you're like, I'm going to talk about fairies and unicorns instead. And it's not going to go well.
Well, they're not going to care about it. But if you get to know who your audience is, they like talking about politics as a comedian, then I can tailor my comedy to politics and it's going to be well received. But if I just talk about the things that I wanted to talk about, nobody's probably going to want to come back. Or like people are going to have to find you, really have to search for you, you know, if, you know, to find that specific niche. You just have to know your audience. And if that's even, and you know, a lot of people are so scared to fail, and that's completely understandable. They're like, well, I went live and nobody really cared about what I have to say. And it wasn't successful. Well, those are just not your people.
Yeah.
And repetition, not maybe a better term would be, consistency is key. If you show up once a week or once every two, whatever it may be, people tend to gravitate towards that. Oh, I can expect Callie of Callie's Greenhouse every Sunday at 9 a.m. So they will come back. They know when to expect you. And for as long as we've known, you know, psychology, like human psychology, we love routines. We watch TV shows, you know, growing up. Oh, and Saturday morning, I watched my favorite cartoon or whatever it may be. It's the same thing. So be consistent. It might be hard in the beginning. And it might not get traction, but if you just enjoy it, let the water, the river take you and don't fight it, it's all going to come together. I know it's easier said than done, but those are, I think, the best recommendation that I can give for anybody who's willing to start doing live shows, I guess, to anybody, really. Even if you wanted to start a YouTube video or a YouTube channel, somebody once told me, don't expect to get 100 views, 200 views on your first 5 videos. But if you have put enough videos out there consistently, you finally have 100 videos and you're constantly uploading, it's going to be seen. It's eventually going to come.
And you can't, you can't expect success day one. Like,
focus on the process, not the results.
Yeah. I think that's it. And I honestly think that alongside a team over at Overgrown Oasis would be your best bet, because it seems like you really care about lifting others up and putting a chair at every part of the table where someone can sit. And I think that's a safe environment to stick your neck out and, I guess, try something new, and
Exactly. And be flexible, right? Let's say, okay, you've finally done 5 lines and nothing is sticking. Now, take a step back and say, okay, what am I doing wrong? And why are people not engaging? Maybe, whatever it may be, maybe there's something that you can learn from and then try something new, try something different, see how people react, and then go from there.
Yeah.
Knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power.
We got to let our listeners know, April, you know, where can they find you? When can they catch you live? When can they catch Shop Restocks? Like, where's the best place to find you and UPT and all that's going on?
So we have a website, which is we're very active in. That's where we usually put our stocks of Hoyas. That is unsolicitedplanttalks.com. It's not just, you know, a buy and sell website. I try to put all of information about Hoyas that I'm growing out there as much as I can. So if you guys wanted to read some blogs or even go to the listings of the Hoyas that we have, it typically has all of those care, care descriptions. So you can utilize it for your own. You don't have to buy from us. And if you have any questions, supportive Unsolicited Plant Talk is always going to be open for you. If you are interested in participating, it is overgrownoasis.com. You can buy items from there. We have chat channels on the side where you can post photos, ask people questions. The community is very active in helping other community members. So give us a follow, give us a visit and see if it's for you. And we would love to have you there. And Instagram is the most active for me, and that is unsolicited.plant.talks. Go ahead and give us a follow, and I will be posting a lot of photos.
Yeah, I know. You're always popping off on Instagram, April. Like, I'm on there, and it's like, ooh, look at this. Ooh, look at that. And I'm always like, ooh, what's April got going on there? Ooh, look at that Hoya. Look at that plant. So, man, you're
Instagram. I treat Instagram like a personal diary.
Same, when it comes to girl.
Love it.
Same. Anyone doesn't see me on Instagram is like, are you okay? What's going on? And I'm like, I'm good. I'm good. Yeah. I just slept in.
My mom will be like, hey, you haven't posted in a couple days. You okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm good. I forgot about it for a second.
right. So yeah, it's fun. I just do it and then people enjoy it. And because I don't have to put up a show or like change who I am, it's just so much easier. Like Adam once told me, it is, what did you say? It's your safe space.
Yeah.
It is your safe space.
That is your safe space. And it's yours to do what you wish.
Yeah, and people don't like it. I just read the comment and then I just move on.
Yes.
It's not me wasting time. I'm grateful for them because they took the time out of their day to like tell me stuff. So it's like, hey, thank you very much.
You know what? any engagement, whether positive or negative, it helps.
You're like, if anything, you wasted your time because I don't care. No,
I know. But I know, right? But honestly, we actually don't get very many, if any at all, of those. So I think the plant community is just so amazing. I'm always going to be grateful for being part of this community, even in the future if I don't get into plants anymore, which is impossible.
I don't ever see that happen.
You know what Instagram post like gave me such a good laugh recently, April, was the one where like you put, I'm assuming like your phone behind some of your plants and you're like, POV of my plants in the morning. Yeah, you're like in your jammies with your like cup of coffee. Oh, like that was so good.
It is so true. And I'm sure for all of you guys and all the listeners, I bet you do the same thing. Like every day there's something new, something, especially in our collection. I'm sure you find something every day that you're like, I didn't see this before. And it's just, I don't know. It's a very good way to start a day.
Yeah.
Our plants probably get the most rough view of us, you know, like straight, like awake in the morning, puffy face, bad breath, staring full on right nude. Into the
and they won't judge you. No. They won't judge you.
And we've been talking a lot about, you know, overgrown oasis. I know you guys also call it OVO. And for those who like hobbyists who want to join in on the fun, or people who are hobbyists but also sellers and want to join in on the selling or educational pieces, whatever it is, where is it that they should participate and make an account and follow and join?
You can join at overgrownoasis.com. Right now, we're being hosted by an app called district.net. So if you are an Android or iOS, you can download District app and you can find Overgrown Oasis there. Go ahead and give us a follow and then you can get your notifications, and it's just going to be right at the end of your fingertips. Is that how you say it in American?
Yeah.
I don't know. So give us a follow, check us around and see. And also one of the things too is that because this is a very brand new space, we are very, not just welcoming, but we are encouraging people to give us their feedback, good or bad. That's how we grow. That's how we learn. Where OVO is at right now, just so you guys know, is from all of the feedbacks that we have gotten from the community members, because at the end of the day, OVO is not just for the sellers. It's for also the buyers. It's the community. It wouldn't be a community if it's not fitting what people need. So yeah, if you guys check us out, and if you kind of like it there, go ahead and sign up and join in, and any feedback is encouraged.
Do you have any last, you know, parting words about OVO, about you, or anything else that has to do with live selling and all of that fun stuff going on these days?
Never stop enjoying your plants. And sometimes it's okay to slow down and enjoy what you already have rather than building your collection, because that's what everybody has. And that's and because of FOMO. So sometimes, you know, it's okay to just enjoy what you already have and be very, very good at growing what you already have before shelling more money out there to buy the newest and the best looking thing at the moment.
Yeah, I love that. I had a moment of that today yesterday. I was going to go to this. I was going to go to look for plants. And I was like, wait a minute. I'm finally where I can like keep things watered. I'm about to go on vacation. Like what are we trying to heal here? And I like X'd out of my map. Let's go home.
It's good. And people in OVO will definitely, I mean, it could go both ways, right? Because everybody's just always so excited about their plants. So you're probably going to see plants there and you're going to be like, holy crap, everybody's so excited about it. But they're also going to be there to support you and be like, hey, why don't you, people there are trading. You don't always have to like sell plants. Like sometimes trading is the best way to, in this economy, trading is worth that. I'm just saying.
Yeah. there is truly so much over there. There's, you know, tips and tricks. There's people talking about how to pollinate Hoyas. Like everyone's just sharing that information. And that's one big, great place that's not owned by a billionaire tech nerd. But maybe it is. I don't know. You can be the billionaire tech nerd. I'd be cool with that.
I'll let you know. Yeah. If I become a billionaire, there will be signs.
There will be signs. You're finally going to put that lazy river into your greenhouse.
You'll stop hearing April on Let's Talk Hoya.
It'll be POV by plants, and the greenhouse is like 1,000, like million square feet with a lazy river inside of it.
The sign will be like, you guys doing your podcast live in my lazy river.
Hey, I'm manifesting that right now. I am sending the energy.
No, maybe not the electronics by water, but we'll be near.
Yeah. We'll see. You know, when you have $1 billion, I could only imagine it's replaceable.
Oh, true. No. I forgot about that, girl. Yeah, you can buy us new gear. No big deal.
But seriously, Overgrown Oasis, I hope you guys give it a chance. I hope it will make you feel seen. It definitely made me feel seen. Not everybody shows their perfect plants. You know, if you're going through some mite problem or root mealy problem at the moment, people will tell you what they went through and they will, you know, guide you step by step on how to take care of that. Or they will go live. You know, one of our mods will go live showing you this is what a flat mite looks like live because she's currently treating a flat mite. And it'll make you feel like, oh my gosh, it's not just me. And it'll also it'll give you that feeling of like, if she can do it, I can do it too. And I feel like that's a good sense of community that we're hoping to build.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I love that. And it's a place for everybody. Like whether you're in that phase where you're like, ooh, I want to buy new stuff or I want to see what's out there. Or if you're just in the mood to get some educational stuff or just chit chat with people. Like I love that it's a space for a little bit of everything that the hobby has to offer. And so, yeah. So hopefully, you know, people will go over, join the fun, be a part of the OVO community.
Thank you so much. And I would love to see all of you guys there. No pressure. Help me get that lazy river.
Yes. No, I will be there. I will be parking my booty in that river constantly.
So how big are we talking? Are we talking like 10 feet, 300 feet?
I'm going to be honest with you. It's probably not going to be as big because I need all the space for the plants.
Oh, that's right. You know what you could do? Just make the lazy river wide, April, and then just grow your plants in the middle of the lazy river.
Yeah, it'll be like going to those nurseries in Thailand. We'll just like get on a canoe.
Oh, my God.
A little paddle boat and go through.
God.
New inspiration.
That would be the dream. Oh, God.
Our cores would be so muscly on those paddle boards all the time.
Speak for yourself. My core is really muscle.
I'm just kidding.
I'm sure we all have those daydreams of like, what would I do if I win the lottery or something?
Yeah.
I definitely do not wish to have more than what I needed. And if I ever get something so big and so extravagant that it's more than what I needed, it's the signs will be that people around me and people that have supported us and my community is going to be up there too.
Aww. The chickens will have a lazy river. But always, April, it is just so fun having you on here and fun to hear of, you know, the new things that are going on, the new exciting things that are going on in the plant community and us here at LTH. I mean, we absolutely love you and we always appreciate your friendship so much and all the knowledge and fun and joy that you impart with us. So thanks for joining.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to always share my new ventures with you guys. I'm sure I'm going to have a new venture next year.
Good. We love it. We love to hear it.
Love to see it. If you guys are listening to this episode live, head over to our Instagram. If you have any questions, there'll be a question box there. You can input them and we will try to get that answered the best we can. And you can follow us on Instagram at let's.talkhoya. And you can also find us all individually. April is at unsolicited.plant.talks. I am at notdude.
I'm at thegreenplant.az.
And I'm at Perritos y Plants. Adios.
Annyeong.
Bye.
Paalam.
Picture this. You're scrolling through your feed and suddenly, bam, you land on an incredible live stream and someone's sharing secrets about nurturing that stunning plant you've been eyeing. You're instantly hooked, asking questions, laughing, and joining vibrant conversations with passionate plant lovers from all over the world.
These live streams aren't just about selling plants. They're hangouts, educational classes, and exciting community events. And while you're waiting for your next favorite seller or educator to go live, join chat channels similar to Discord, where the fun never stops and plant friendships flourish.
Feeling inspired, you decide it's time to buy your dream plant. Here's the best part. It's not just a transaction. You're connecting directly with amazing sellers and becoming part of a genuinely engaged community. Need any tips? Have any questions? Want to celebrate your plant's first ever bloom? Overgrown Oasis community is always eager to support, guide, and cheer you on.
Overgrown Oasis is more than just a platform. It's your new plant-loving adventure and community home. So dive into the excitement, connect deeply, and watch your plant dreams bloom alongside friends. You can find Overgrown Oasis by visiting overgrownoasis.com.
Your ultimate plant-loving community awaits.